of them. They like to pull them down. They like to see gutter folks pull people down. Anybody here know some gutter folks? I wish I had some shouters here. They didn't want no wife till you got one. Amen. They didn't want a blessing till you start getting blessing. Amen. They didn't want to be a part of anything until the things start looking good without them. Gutter folks. But here it is. Paul sitting in prison. I want to just show you, those are the gutter folks, but let me tell you about gallery people. See, gallery people, watch this, and I wanted to define gallery so I wouldn't mess up anything. A gallery is a place that sits higher than the gutter. Gallery is a place, watch this, it doesn't make you superior, it just makes you above other stuff. Amen. Y'all ain't got a shout of there. See, what I'm trying to say is Christian folks ought to be above something.
Yes, they do. Amen. Amen.
Saved folks ought not hang out in the gutter, they ought to hang out in the gallery. I wish you'd shout and tell somebody, I'm above that. 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 See, let me go ahead and tell you how to identify some gallery folks. See, gallery folks are encouraging. Gallery folks don't bring people down. They build people up. Come on now. Not because they're better than anybody, but they lift people up. Somebody shout gallery. See, gallery folks don't say, I'm up and I want everybody else to be down. But gallery folks say, since I'm up, I want to bring you up. I might have to preach this to myself. But see, gutter folks say, listen, I see the gallery folks and I want to bring them down. But gallery people say, I see you in the gutter and I want to bring you up.
All right, now good work.
See, gallery folk fire you up. They get exciting. Matter of fact, if you know some gallery folk, I just love to meet gallery folks. Amen. I got 2 or 3 gallery folks that I see almost every Sunday. It's not a Sunday that I don't stop by Brother Jeff and say, let Jeff give me a high five and say, the ghetto mooch gallery. See, watch this. See, folks are drawn to gallery people. Folks are drawn to people that are encouraging. The reason you're all by yourself is because you're a gutter.
All right now.
So when you come, they run. They try to get away from you. Because they know what comes out of your mouth is going to be debilitating. It's going to be degrading. It's going to be critical. It's going to be negative. I'm looking for some gallery people. Paul, you in prison. Paul, you in prison. What do you have to say, man of God? You're in prison. They put you there to get you away from everybody else. But Paul, bless God, watch this. Onesimus walks in, I'll get there later. He deserved to be where he is. He was a thief. But here it is, he hooks up in jail with somebody that had a word to bring him out.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I had a shout of that. That's why you can't put your mouth on folks. That's why you can't do the wrong thing to certain people. That's why you got to watch what you do. Why? You know why? Because that same person may be the one that gets you out of the gutter, that may have a word to bless you with somebody else, and you're so busy breaking down bridges, you need to stand up so God can bless you to be in the gallery. Stop breaking down and start building up. Stop breaking down. Stop tearing down. Start building up. Stop dividing and start unifying. If you're in the gallery, baby, don't just say I'm saved. Act like you're saved.
Amen.
Above. Somebody shout above.
Above.
Paul's in prison. Oh, I've never been to prison. I hope and pray I never go. Amen. But this I know.